Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 776 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Cynthia.
Hi, Pat. This is Cynthia with SignBabySign.org. Thank you so much for all you do in investing in us. Currently, I have joined the mastermind group of Flipped Lifestyle. Thanks, because they were on your podcast previously. And I am looking to create a membership site. I'm also trying to gather together a pilot team of those who work with children and teaching them sign language for both deaf and hearing children. And I'm trying to figure out exactly how I go about setting up this membership site and what educators are wanting on the membership site and how often. And again, so my question is twofold. What advice do you have for setting up a membership site with different levels and pricing and what would be in each level? And the second question is, what do you recommend I do in getting a pilot group together to make sure what I'm giving them is exactly meeting their needs? Thanks a lot, Pat. Again, this is Cynthia from SignBabySign.org.
Hey, Cynthia, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. You know, there's a lot of tools out there that you can use to help set up your membership site. There are things like Rainmaker, which is sort of the complete package, which includes sort of the blogging platform, the membership platform, any courses you want to create, that sort of thing. That's sort of higher end, but it's more done for you. So you can check that out, Rainmaker from Copyblogger. And then there's also things like Member Mouse, which I know a lot of people use, Zippy Courses, which is course software that you can use to set up a membership-like setup where people log in to get access to things. And you can, you know, with all of these, create different price levels and offer different things. And then one of the classic ones out there, if you use a WordPress website, is WP Wishlist. That was founded by Stu McLaren, a good friend of mine, who since has sold that business, but it's still up and running and doing very well. Now, I will say, before you even start looking at the technology, you want to ask yourself, is this something that is actually something that these people would actually be into? So what I would do is, similar to along the lines of what you said with the pilot group, I would actually see if, even before you can get a pilot group to start paying for things, see if a membership site is what people would be interested in. So what I would do, Cynthia, is actually pull back a little bit and ask people who might benefit from this if they would. Talk to them about what they need help with, and that way you're not kind of shooting randomly. You are going based off of conversations that you've had with real people. You are understanding exactly what the needs are, the problems and the pains that you're solving for this particular audience. And what I would also recommend is, make sure that when you get to the point at which you're going to launch, launch with an MVP, and that is a minimum viable product. And what that means is, as you have these conversations, understand what is necessary. You know, a lot of people are going to be asking for Oh, it'd be cool if it had this, and if it had this, and what if it had this too? And those may or may not be great ideas, and you want to vet those ideas with the community and whatnot. But there are going to be some things and patterns that you realize after these conversations that you have that are going to be obvious that they have to be in there. And so you want to launch with an MVP, and that is a minimum viable product, the minimum amount of features and things that need to be in there in order to launch it. You should also definitely check out my book, Will It Fly, if you haven't yet done so already, so you can make sure that you can stand out from the crowd in the marketplace that you're getting into, so that you can, again, dive deeper into those conversations with your audience and understand truly what their pains, problems, and needs are, so you can give them the right solution. And to be honest, maybe a membership site isn't the right solution. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But you're going to have to talk to people first and kind of get that initial gut reaction on how they would feel about this. Another thing you can do is set up either a webinar, or even better yet and much easier to do, a live streaming where you're talking about this and you're able to interact. So Facebook Live, even Instagram Live, YouTube Live, Google Hangouts, all those kinds of things. It allows you to communicate with your audience in real time and share with them in a very casual kind of way what your ideas might be and what it is that you're thinking of doing, and actually collect feedback at the same time from multiple people too. So in addition to one-on-one conversations that you'd be having with your potential customer, have these one-to-many interactions too. It's a great way to test the waters before you even start to spend money and start looking for these tools. And you'll find that you know, the tools will start to align themselves up with whatever that need becomes. So Cynthia, that's what I would recommend you do. And then, yes, I would launch with a pilot group before you sort of launch to the general public. That's what I did with my course, Smart From Scratch, at smartfromscratch.com. I launched with a pilot group. And what's nice about that is you're able to work with them and make sure that the MVP is what it should be, that it has everything it needs. You can then after collect feedback, and as you're going, collect feedback. What I would do is also have sort of office hours, use a tool like zoom.us to be able to communicate one-to-many with your customers and your membership, your members, so that you can collect feedback along the way, check on them, see what's working, see what's not working in the current membership site that you have going on or solution, and then go from there. Then you can actually tweak it, make it better, which is then this what at the time of this recording, that's the stage I'm at right now. And then in February, I'm going to be relaunching it after reshooting a couple videos, after taking a lot of the feedback from the initial students, and then launching it to my email list. So, yeah, I hope that makes sense, Cynthia. Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by H.P. Liddon. What we do upon some great occasion will probably depend on what we already are. And what we are will be the result of previous years of self-discipline. Work it, H.P. Thanks, guys. Take care. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.